The most effective strategy to preserve a historic resource is to infuse them with a current purpose. Its care then becomes self-sustaining, and through thoughtful redevelopment, preservation becomes economic development with catalytic impact.
That's Tom Castelline. He is the president of the Board of Trustees for the Landmark Society and kicked off the announcement. Of the 2018 Five to Revive, two sites from Rochester were included on the list, the Colgate-Rochester-Crozier Divinity School campus and the Rochester Aqueduct. Wayne Goodman is the executive director of the society. He says after 90 years, the Divinity School is relocating.
Current proposals do not address the significance of the existing historic buildings or historic landscape. And we stress that the landscape is equally as significant as the buildings.
The school is a designated City of Rochester landmark and is eligible for listing in the National Register of Historic Places. The group also added the Rochester Aqueduct, saying this is an exciting time for downtown Rochester with the Rock the Riverway program revitalizing the city's relationship with the water. Goodman says the aqueduct is the centerpiece of downtown transformation and the success of the project depends on how it is executed. The list also includes sites in Geneva, Holly, and Seneca Falls. Caitlin White, WXXI News.